President John Mahama has described development projects in the eastern region as more significant under the NDC than the 8 years of the MPP administration. He said the region was without a new senior high school and a major healthcare center, but the NDC government has put up schools and a hospital at Abetifi, which could be classified as a regional hospital. President Mahama was speaking on GBC Sunrise FM in Koforidua as part of his eastern regional tour.
Indeed, development under the NDC has been much more significant in the Eastern region than under the 8 years of the MPP. In the 8 years of the MPP, Eastern region, one single new secondary school was not built. Not a single one. Not a single hospital was built in the 8 years of MPP. In the period we've been in power from, let me even say from 2013 to 2016, we built 104 CHIPS compounds in the Eastern region. We're building 30 new secondary schools in the Eastern region, the community based in high school. 13 of them are here in the Eastern region. We're building a brand new state-of-the-art hospital in Abetifi. We have passed the bill for the University of Energy and Natural Resources, and currently there is a loan agreement in Parliament to begin construction of the university. And so, yes, we haven't done the hospital yet. I know that the ministry was working on issues of where it should be situated, that is in respect of acquisition of land and the designs for the hospital. But we have promised that every region must have a first-class regional hospital. And even though we haven't built the regional hospital, the hospital we're building in Abetifi is probably equivalent to a regional hospital because it has everything for diagnosis. It's a first-class state-of-the-art hospital. And so we have done more in Eastern region than MPP did in 8 years in government.
President Mahama, however, said though political parties make promises in their manifestos, the process of implementing them when in power is challenging. He said the realities of delivering on campaign promises are far different from the assumptions when you are outside government. He, however, said the NDC is delivering on some of its promises and believes Ghanaians will vote for the party to continue with its works.
There are promises you make based on assumptions that you have. When you come into government, there are some realities that you confront. For instance, we had anticipated that we would build 200 schools in 4 years. Procurement, design, soil testing, and all that, acquisition of land, took 2.5 years. And so actual construction began in the third year of my administration. And so those are the realities you confront. And so you would have a manifesto promise, but when you confront the reality of the procedures you have to go through to deliver on those promises, you find that it does not always come the way you expected. But even though we said 200, at least if we were doing an exam, 123, we have passed the pass mark. And I have said in the manifesto for 2016 that from 2017 to 2021, we will build the remaining secondary schools. And so, by God's grace, I believe that Ghanaians will give us a second term. And I believe that by the finalization of my second term, we should have the regional hospital either completed or in an advanced stage of completion. There are many other promises we made, we're delivering. We have several other manifesto promises that, you know, are either delivered completely or in the process of being delivered.
President Mahama said public institutions can work efficiently if the workers change their lackadaisical attitude towards work. He said most of the problems in the public sector stem from managerial and attitudinal causes. President Mahama said government will continue to support public institutions, but workers must also complement government's efforts by putting a positive attitude to work.
We cannot say that public institutions cannot work efficiently. And I'm seeing examples where just by simple change of management, we're seeing public institutions turn around. It is a management issue, and we need to address this. We need an attitudinal change in all our public institutions that says that the work is not for my father. I mean, when you're working efficiently in an organization, what people ask you is, oh, Ejumande, what papa dia? Is the work for your father? But they forget that if the institution collapses, all of you are going to go home and it's going to stop putting food on the table for you. This is what I was telling the STC workers. So if you see somebody stealing a part or somebody doing something that is antisocial, it will affect you in the long run, because if the institution institution collapses, all of you are going to go home. They're not going to say that person who was stealing spare parts and things is the only one to go home and you must remain and work. And so the institution is for our father. Yes, it is for us. It is for our children. It's for our children's children. And state institutions can work as efficiently as private institutions. And so I was very excited about the new enthusiasm I saw in state transport. And I know that that organization would do well. And you can see that the SEC workers are excited. All of them have promised to get on board. As long as we change our attitudes that the institutions do not belong to our fathers, if we change that attitude and know that this is the institution that puts food on our plate, I believe that we can turn state institutions around. Government will continue to encourage state institutions to do so because we're a social democratic government. We believe that there must be competition between the private sector and the public sector. And so we will give state institutions all the support they deserve.
And that was President John Mahama speaking on GBC's Sunrise FM in Cofradua.
President Mahama has stated that the Ghana Broadcasting Corporation has a good future, especially with the emergence of the digital age of television broadcast. He said as soon as the network system for the digital terrestrial transmission is complete, GBC stands to earn good money from the system since it will be controlling the network. Speaking on Sunrise FM in Cofradua, President Mahama said GBC is a big media organization which is capable of making its own money without relying on government support.
I believe that GBC is a good institution. It has the widest coverage in television and radio across our country. And GBC can earn enough money to look after itself without even government support. But yet, government is supporting GBC. What is easier to do? Government says, we'll pay all your salaries. Just run your operations efficiently and be able to buy your own equipment and things. It shouldn't be difficult to do that. If I had a business, somebody says, I'll pay salaries for you. All you do, you keep your revenues and do what you want. It's good, but I believe that the new era into which we're going would be good for GBC because we're going into the digital terrestrial transmission era. The network is more than 90% complete, I hear, and it will be completed very soon. And when it is completed, GBC would be able to earn, you know, good money on its broadcast because GBC will control the system and will give out the set-top boxes. And of course, GBC will earn money from, you know, the transmission that is done. So the future looks good for GBC, and I will be a number one supporter, having been Minister of Communications and having participated in the retooling of GBC under the Roden Schwartz program and the previous Sony program. I believe that GBC is a very important and precious state institution that must be supported to be able to provide efficient service to the public.
President Mahama.